Well, Laura Erickson has returned from her latest peregrination. This time, she's just back from Peru. Laura, good morning.
Good morning.
So, you haven't been to Peru before, have you?
Oh, never. No, it's always been a land of mystery that I have dreamed about a lot since I was a little girl. And the Paddington Bear stories made it even cooler because Paddington came from deepest, darkest Peru. And that's where a bird that one of my students was utterly fixated on, the cock of the rock, is the national bird. So I was pretty excited.
So you went there on a fam tour. Now, does that mean that you had to bring your fam along with you?
No, it means that it was sponsored by the government of Peru, their tourism department, and they're trying very badly to get more tourists who will come to Peru, not to go to Machu Picchu, and which is the main tourist draw there, but to actually go into the forests and mountains of wild Peru to give the local people a reason to protect the wild land of Peru. Without any income from their land, more and more people are burning it to grow cows or coffee rather than protecting what needs to be wild, both to protect the world from climate change and to protect the habitat for the wildlife that needs it. It seems really counterproductive to imagine that we could fly to Peru and that would help with climate change, but cutting down trees in the cloud forest is one of the driving forces behind climate change.
Well, I am a huge fan, as you know, of both cows and coffee, but certainly not at the expense of the ecosystem. So give us just a little sneak peek at some of the programs as soon as you've had the opportunity to get home and unpack and de-jet lag. What are some of the programs that we can look forward to in the days and weeks to come?
Well, tomorrow you'll hear about my search for the Andean cock of the rock. And in coming days, you'll learn about some of the really amazing hummingbirds of Peru and of a lot of the other really funky bird experiences I've had. Meanwhile, on my Flickr page, you can actually see a map of all the stops we made, so you can see exactly where we were in Peru. And there's also lots and lots and lots of photos. And in my blog in the coming days, you'll be able to see, read about all the experiences I had, and each one will show on the map where that thing happened.
And, of course, we have links to your blog and your Flickr page and all of that good stuff up on our website at KUMD.org, so you can look for that there. Laura, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I want you to, pour yourself a cup of rainforest and sustainably grown coffee and then get producing. I can't wait to hear the shows.
Get along.
Thanks, Laura, so much. Laura Erickson this morning, our longtime host of For the Birds, just returned from a trip to Peru, trying to encourage folks, the Peruvian government, trying to encourage folks to come there as a kind of an ecotourism effort on the part of the government. So we'll have more stories from Laura about that trip coming up right here on 103.3 KUMD.